24 states and Washington, D.C. are suing the Trump administration for withholding education funding. For WHYY, Emily Previty reports Congress has already approved the funding, $230 million for the Commonwealth and a total of $7 billion for schools across the country.
The lawsuit claims the federal government is unlawfully holding back money for programs that provide a number of benefits. Some focus on children affected by poverty through summer school and after-school tutoring and enrichment programs. Others include teacher training, literacy, and education for migrant and non-English-speaking students, as well as initiatives for basic adult education and youth in foster care and the juvenile justice system. Governor Josh Shapiro's office says there was no advance warning that the money wasn't coming. Schools did not know until the day before it was supposed to be available on July 1st. That's also the deadline for schools in the Commonwealth to approve their budgets. Other states bringing the case include New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware, and West Virginia. In Philadelphia, I'm Emily Previty.
Delaware Governor Matt Meyer signed four bills yesterday aimed at improving public safety. They also focus on limiting immigration agents inside the state. Sussex County resident Katie Castillo says many people in Delaware are scared they might be targeted by ICE officials no matter their legal status.
Although I am Delaware born and raised, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't fearful. My parents have had several conversations with me about precautions I need to take just in case, like carrying a copy of my birth certificate.
Other bills the governor signed bar local police from entering into agreements with federal immigration officials and forbid citizens' arrests. Right now, partly cloudy skies in Wilmington, 86 degrees there. Rehoboth Beach sitting at 79 and along the water in Atlantic City, 83 degrees. Currently 87 and fairly cloudy, but a decent amount of sunshine coming through in Center City, Philadelphia, 87 degrees in the heart of Philly. We are expecting those clouds to remain patchy for the rest of the day.